you get this combination of players together, you need to have success, because we all know how it goes in the NFL. The whole thing is set up to take away from the best and add to the ones that need improvement. And personnel-wise, I think we have one of the best.
It is disappointing. It hurt. It hurts all of us. All of us hurting. But, you know, we just got to rally around each other and, you know, start thinking about next year. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. Very frustrating.
We definitely underachieved, and it sucks, point blank.
Very disappointing. I'm disappointed for our fans. They deserved us to win this game tonight, and they deserved us to go farther, so it was quite a letdown.
You're listening to the What's On Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Dre Emerson. It is Sunday, January 16th, 10 minutes to 9. The Cowboys just lost about an hour ago. Just lost to the 49ers in the wild card round. And I'm hurting. But here I am. My therapist said it's good to talk through trauma, pain. So I'm just gonna, I had a bill of things that we was gonna get into today, but I think I'm just gonna rant. I'm just gonna rant for a couple minutes. First off, I just would like to say, good season, but not good enough. Disappointed, sick, ready to throw up. It's just a bad day to be a Dallas Cowboys fan. It's a bad day. It hurts. It hurts. Another season of high expectations. Up and down season, and it just always come down to the same type of pain. The same type of pain, like they get your hopes up, and then they just crush it. It's like when I saw Infinity War, it's like my boy Thor came and he got Stormbreaker and he impels Thanos, and it's, you get that small glimmer of hope, like, damn, you know, maybe the Avengers did it. Maybe they really did it, but no. No, they don't. They don't, just like the Cowboys. I mean, what kind of call was that? The last play of the game. I mean, I'd rather just take the shots in the end zone. Yeah, like the 30 to the 40. I'm taking the shots. I'm taking anything but what that. But can I just say, the refs just been like, come on, bro. Like, everyone talk about the Cowboys paying off the refs and stuff like that. We have 14 penalties. 14 penalties. And every big play for the Cowboys turned out to be a holding call that had to be brought back, something stupid, some type of stupid penalty. And it's just sad because it's the same thing that happens every time. It's no discipline. I'm calling for the firing of Mike McCarthy. He needs to go. What do you do? What do you do other than make bad decisions? It's not your offense. Your time management is horrible. You're not a great motivator. What do you do other than sit on the sideline looking stupid? Kellen Moore, he needs to go. Why on God's name? After every first down, after every unsuccessful first down that gets no yards, every second and 10, this man runs the ball. I kid you not. Unless it's like a dire situation where we clearly need to throw the ball. Like, this man is running it. And he gets like a third and long every time. And of course, we're not successful on that third down. And we're kicking it off. We need a new coach. We need a new coach that's disciplined, that's going to be able to motivate. I don't know who that is right now. I'm not even trying to think about it. But what I do know is the hate that y'all have for the Dallas Cowboys is disgusting. I mean, it's people literally on the timeline tweeting, talking about their Super Bowl is the Dallas Cowboys losing. Like, I get it. We're America's team. We draw the haters in. We got high expectations. Is that wrong? Is that wrong to have optimism about your team? Isn't that what the NFL playoffs are? It's one and done. Anything can happen. Isn't that what football is? And for us just to have optimism and have hope, yeah, every season, maybe it'd be blind hope, but it's hope. For us to have that and get killed for it on a daily, when teams literally have no hopes, it'd be from the fans that teams have no hope, that's rebuilding, that can't find a quarterback, that can't do this. You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's only one winner. It's only one winner that wins the Super Bowl. It's only one winner. Remember that. Yeah, we're one and done, but it's only one winner. Now, this offseason is going to be tough. Because, like I said, Mike McCarthy needs to go. Kellen Moore, he needs to go. Dan Quinn, I would love to keep Dan Quinn. I would love to keep Dan Quinn. I don't think Dan Quinn, who's a coach that went took his team to the Super Bowl, he just didn't have the talent those last couple years in Atlanta. But we have the talent. I believe we have the talent. Trayvon Diggs, my boy, you got to stop falling for the double moves where they are killing you, and I can't keep defending you on the TL where you keep giving up the same shit. The same shit, my boy. Come on, bro. Double move you to death. Double move you to death. You got to work on that. Dan Quinn got to get in your ear. Something got to change. Other than that, though, defense, y'all, you know, y'all competed. Hell of a job, but some changes got to be made. Changes got to be made. Van Ness balled out, but changes got to be made. Randy Gregory, too eager, my boy, too eager. Was having a great season, bro. He was too eager, man. You literally costed us. Those are crucial penalties that you gave up. I saw DeMarcus Lawrence playing his heart out. I saw Micah making plays. But other than that, it wasn't a lot of people out there making plays. Just poor tackling. Lenny's boy slipped through the cracks. It was just embarrassing. Just embarrassing. Offensively, Connor Williams has got to go. He is the lineman with the most, offensive lineman with the most penalties, the most holding calls. He has got to go. He is a cancer to this offense. Every big play. Tyron Smith, I love you. But sometimes he'll, every big play, holding. CD, the drops. And I know people was like, people want to kill Zeke. If you didn't know, Zeke has been injured since week four. Since week four. He's playing good now. He's playing good. But he was injured. And it's only so much you can do when you're injured. Now, granted, maybe some games, he should have took the games off. He should have took that time. He played through it like a warrior and was getting smacked in the backfield because of it. I'm not saying I'm ready to get rid of Zeke, but chopping down that contract for us, man, would be a little bit nice. I'm not ready to give you up, my boy, because I know what you can do. I know how you can move the chains for us, and pass protection. Like, I know what you can do for us. Like, you and TP is that perfect combo, but just negotiating that contract like a little less, help us out. You know, that's all I'm asking. We lost Michael Gallup. He's in the contract year. Might not have him back. Who knows? We hope to bring him back. Contested catch demon that we didn't have. Sucks. It sucks. With all that said, I felt like we still had the pieces. I knew the 49ers was a tough matchup, but it was just a tough loss. But what's the worst of all is just dealing with the fans. The haters. Haters. And speaking of the fans, ugly scene in Dallas. people is leaving the field, players, refs. Dallas fans was throwing stuff at the players and the refs. That's just ugly. It's just wrong. What you need to be doing with those great seats that you're blessed with and your hard-earned spend money that you got to pay for those seats, what you need to be doing in that time is throwing that shit at Mike McCarthy for being the worst goddamn it coach ever. This fat tub of lard gets on my nerves. Throw that shit at Mike McCarthy for his stupid decisions throughout the season. John Bones, Fossil. Great plays in special team. Dan Quinn, hell of a job. But Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy got to go. They got to go. I don't know what else to say, man. I'm a loss for words, really. You know, like I said, talking through the pain has helped me. It's cool. It's cool. It hurts, but it's okay. It's okay. We got a guaranteed spot in the playoffs, being in the NFC East. Don't see any drastic changes. I don't care if the Giants get Deshaun Watson. I don't care. They don't have an offensive line to save him for shit. It'll be the same scene in Texans. Washington, clown organization. Eagles, don't even know if they want Jalen Hurts. We'll be okay. We'll be back. But things have got to change. And the biggest problem, if I could just name three of our biggest problems, is tackling, poor tackling, is the penalties, like worst in the league at it, got to fix. And then it's just scoring early, like getting down, having to fight back. We need to do that, man. It's just like we got to fix those things. And sky's the limit, I'm telling you. If so many big plays wasn't wiped out of our offense, like legit all the time because of the same holding penalties, sky's the limit. We would definitely be able to try to be able to score more instead of getting knocked back like 10, 15 yards all the damn time. I know that much. I think I'm done. I don't know. I mean, that's all I got to say. It's a heartbreaking loss. It sucks. It sucks. But Cowboys Nation, it will be okay. We'll see brighter days. And all this laughing and the suffrage that we have to get through, it's going to pay off in the end. It's going to pay off when we win that Super Bowl. Because what I promise you, we will not let y'all hear the end of it. Tough day, tough day. We'll be back after this quick break. Welcome back, everybody. Still a tough day. In the middle of watching the Steelers just get absolutely destroyed by Kansas City. Sad day if you're a Steelers fan, but it might be a happy day. Because Ben Roethlisberger will hopefully finally retire. He will hopefully finally get the F on out of here. Because this ain't it. It's not it. Get into the second part of the show. We're going to be talking about Euphoria. Just finished season 2, episode 2. And honestly, guys, what a waste. What a waste of episode. Like, honestly, was this filler? Or what was going on? I felt like they was just, I don't know, it was just like so much stuff like they was trying to incorporate into one episode, like different plots of storylines that they was trying to like plug in, that it just wasn't working for me. Just wasn't working for me. Like, what was up with Maddie and the lady who how she was babysitting for or whatever? Like, do they got a thing going on or like sexual attention? Like, what's going on with that? Kind of weird. Just kind of left unexplained. And the fact that just, all right, so my first big problem with this show, it's just so much unbelievable stuff that goes on in this show that it's just no way I can take this show seriously. It's like with my writing background and how like deep dive I do into these shows when I'm watching and these movies and stuff, it's just no way I can look at this show and just find any of this stuff believable. Like, for one thing, what's up with Rue's mom? Like, she is literally the worst mom in all of TV. And it hurts me to see it. She's a black mom. And the way they just got her, like, just not caring for her daughter's, like, well-being and safety is just blowing me. It's just, first of all, your daughter is a druggie. She's, what, overdosed or something? Or she had the kidney failures? She had problems. Why are you not more in your daughter's life? Like, why do you just let your daughter go anywhere with this damn bike? Like, if I'm the mom, I'm taking the bike away. I'm taking your phone away. I might send you to a rehab center. Like, whatever I can do to get you right. Because this is just unbelievable stuff that just be going on that she just allows to happen. It's just like she has no part of her life. And speaking of moms, Cassie's and Lexi's mom just let a Nate psychopath dad that have sex with little kids. I mean, that, granted, people don't know about yet. But the fact that they just let this random, like, the mom just let this dude just walk up in their house. Don't care. I don't care how much clout he got within this, like, this little town or city. Like, literally just walked up into their house and threatened her kids. And she literally did nothing. Like, no fight back, no nothing. Like, it's just, like, stuff, little small stuff like that just be getting to me. Because I'm just like, this is just so unbelievable to me. And just, like, the stuff these kids be doing is just unbelievable to me. It's just stupid. It's silly. Cassie, I thought Rue's character was bad. Cassie honestly takes the cake, though. Like, the fact that this girl, she's a character. So I don't want to, like, just get on her too bad. Because I was really about to say something wild. But her character is just so, like, stupid and puzzling and, like, you know from Maddie that this dude had meats on his phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, some danglings. Like, this dude has some danglings in his phone. This man be beating up your best friend. Plus, for, like, the small fact that his dad is, like, a psychopath. And you still falling for him? Like, you still falling for this dude? Like, what kind of game does Nate Jacob run? Because I need that shit. I need the keys to Nate Jacobs. How are you getting these baddies when you literally are horrible? It's confusing to me. Like, the way they be drawing up Cassie's character, I'm like, is she going to have a happy ending? Like, God, like, and what's up with, like, we didn't see, what's the dude, the old black boyfriend? Like, where he go? We didn't see him none this episode, and it's just like, you was carrying your boy out. It's just like, you ain't about to have no questions. It's just, I know it's only season two, but it just feels like this was just such a bad episode. It's just a bad day. Bad day of television, man. Jesus. This is such a bad episode. It's such a waste. Episode one was fire. Ended fire. And then you just come out and just lay this duh for episode two. Now I got to wait a whole another week. When I'm already depressed about the Cowboys, so I gotta wait a whole another week for Euphoria now to see, like, some good stuff happening. Another character I want to get into, Lexi. Why are you falling for the drug dealer? They just do these characters so bad, bro. I just know she's about to do some stuff with this dude with Fez. So, like, I don't know if it's gonna, like, ruin her life, but it's just like, why are you getting involved with a dude like that? We couldn't have one good, like, good positive reinforcement of a character on the show. Like, there's no such character on this show. Because they all just make poor, stupid decisions that they get constantly rewarded from. Rue damn near died on the first episode, overdosed, came back to life, doing drugs, all happy. Jules is Jules. Maddie is Maddie, a weirdo. Like, she was pressed to see Nate taking the shit last episode. Which no one would really talk about, which was, like, confusing. It's just like, why is you banging on the door, like, so hard? It's just little stuff, nitpicking. That's what I do, though. That's what we do on What's On Your Mind podcast. We nitpick. But you know why I won't be nitpicking no more? That's the Dallas Cowboys 2021 season. Every year they do it to me. I write a bunch of checks they can't cash for me, and it's just sad. And got followed up by not a great episode of television of Euphoria. Now my life means nothing. But that is it. That's it for the What's On Your Mind podcast. Very depressing day. We hope for better ones. We hope for better ones. Better days. We hope for better days, guys. If your team lost this weekend, don't let that shit get you down. Like you said, man, do whatever you got to do, but don't let that thing get you down. Do something positive. It's just, if it's been a stressful season for you, man, do something positive. Go on vacation. You've been listening to the What's On Your Mind podcast. Make sure you send in your mailbag questions because I will be answering them starting next episode. Big ups. Peace out.